Busy night last night with primary election night here in the local area here in Iowa, and a lot of folks, some folks went to the polls yesterday. You know, we kind of take a little bit of the shine off the primary election because we have the presidential caucuses earlier in the year, so there's not a lot of focus on the presidential race. In fact, there's none. If you looked on the ballot, it's already been taken care of through the caucus process, so we don't really deal with that, and sometimes I wonder if that doesn't affect negatively the voter turnout on a primary election, but we have... Still, a lot of folks that decided to go out to the polls over the last few weeks during the primary election, since we don't really have an election day anymore. It's kind of an election season, isn't it, with all the early
election
voting.
Election year, I think.
It sometimes seems that way, doesn't it? But we do have those results that were tabulated last night after the polls then closed at 9 o'clock last night. And as we usually do on the day after an election, we'll run some of those down for you, and we'll focus largely on the local races. And there were some, not a lot of local races, but there were some that needed to be decided yesterday. Here in Cass County, on the Republican side, the only races were on the Republican side yesterday. And in Cass County, in the Board of Supervisors races in District 1, Steve Green, the current Atlantic Police Chief, was the winner. He picked up 169 votes. Dave Jones, the current Atlantic Mayor, picked up 62 votes. And Dale Retallick got 55 votes in that three-person race yesterday, so Green picking up 59% is the winner. He gets the nomination, and he'll represent the Republican Party in the general election this fall. Also in the Board of Supervisors District 4 race, that was a busy one. There were six candidates on the ballot there, and the concern was is that no one would get the required 35%, which would toss it into the Cass County Special Convention to decide who the nominee would be, but that doesn't necessarily need to happen. Well, it doesn't need to happen at all. Now, Steve Beyer picked up 39, almost 40% of the vote, as he got 170 votes. Ryan Askland was the closest. He picked up 127. Nick Hensley had 48. Todd Hanson, 31. Barry Moore had 30. And Rocky Anderson, 19. That's how the balloting went yesterday. So Steve Beyer gets the nomination in District 4, and he'll represent the Republicans this fall on the ballot in the general election. Also in the Board of Supervisors District 5 race, the incumbent Frank Waters was the winner. He gets the Republican nomination with 191 votes. That's 56%. J. Ford Lillard picked up 84 votes, and Bernard Pettinger, he picked up 65 votes in that voting yesterday. Also, county auditor, there was a two-person race on the Republican side there, and longtime incumbent Dale Sunderman, the winner, as he gets 900 votes, 900 even, and Wendy Richter picked up 765 votes, so that's 54%, just a little over that for Dale Sunderman. So he gets the Republican nomination, and he will be on the ballot in the fall. That's the Cass County races. Also in District 4, Dana Coonsey was running unopposed in the Board of Supervisors race in District 4 on the Democrat side, so he'll face Steve Beyer in the fall election. And also Darby McLaren was unopposed, running for sheriff on the Republican ticket as well yesterday. Taking a look at a few of the other primaries that were contested yesterday around the area, in Audubon County, Brian Julesgaard picked up the Republican nomination yesterday. The deputy sheriff picked up 705 votes, 53%. The current sheriff, Todd Johnson, picked up 624 votes and was narrowly defeated yesterday by Julesgaard, one of his deputies. So Julesgaard will represent the Republican Party on the ballot in the fall. Also, on the Board of Supervisors race, Rick Thompson picked up the most votes and got 36.4% of the vote with 711 votes, and he'll be the Republican nominee on the Board of Supervisors race in the fall, as he picked up 711. Todd Nelson, the incumbent, picked up 658, and then Doug Sorensen picked up 572, so actually a pretty closely contested three-way race there in Audubon County for that Republican nomination there. Also in Shelby County, they were nominating two Republicans to be in the fall election on the Board of Supervisors race, and the top vote-getter was Steve Kenkel, and Charlie Parkhurst was the second-highest vote-getter, and they're both incumbents, so They'll be on the ballot in the fall representing the Republicans. Kenkel got 540 votes, a little over 40%. Parkhurst got 478 votes, about 36% of the total votes cast there. Also, primary election results from Guthrie County. They had just one real race there, and that was in the District 1 Board of Supervisors on the Republican side. Jack Lloyd picked up 47 votes. That's 46% of the vote. Jerry Christman picked up 33, Jim Carroll 21. So Jack Lloyd is the nominee there for the Republicans. Also in Montgomery County, in the District 3 Board of Supervisors race, on the Republican side, it was Bryant Amos picking up 145 votes to Mike McCunn's 105. So Amos with 58% of the vote, the nominee there. And also in Pottawatomie County, they were nominating two Republicans to move on to the November ballot. And those two Republicans in that five-way race were Marilyn Jo Drake. She picked up 1,840 votes. That's 36, just a little over 36%. And then Tim Wichman picked up 1,029 votes, just a little over 20%. Lynn Groby was close with just 7 votes back of Wichman with 1,022. And also Lynn Branigan picked up 848, and Shayla Chevalier picked up 342. So Marilyn Jo Drake and Tim Wichman are the nominees on the Republican side over there. So that's how some of the local races played out last night with regard to those nominations. Now, also, we had some statewide races as well last night, and you may have already heard this morning, but former Iowa Lieutenant Governor Patty Judge won the Democrat nomination for the U.S. Senate race as she defeated three lesser-known candidates, State Senator Rob Hoag, Attorney Tom Feagin, and former state legislator Bob Krause. So that means that Judge will face longtime Republican Senator Chuck Grassley in the fall, as she'll run against Grassley, who's looking for a seventh term and has never lost an election since he first ran for the Iowa legislature back in 1958. So that's sets up that race in the fall. Also, former Iowa National Guard soldier Jim Mowers won the Democrat nomination in Iowa's third congressional district, so he'll face off against David Young. Mauer won the primary election over Desmond Adams and Mike Sherzan in a district that runs from Des Moines to Council Bluffs. Now, Mauer, who's from Des Moines, served in the National Guard in Iraq and later worked in the Pentagon, and he got the Democrat nomination in the 4th District in 2014, but he lost to Republican Steve Young. Those three Democrats seeking the nomination agreed on most of the issues, and the campaign largely focused on who was the best candidate to run against Young. Young also was an easy winner yesterday, winning in the 3rd Congressional District on the Republican side as he beat retired educator Joe Grandinet. So Young will move on to face Mauer in the fall. And also Monica Vernon won her second try at the Democrat nomination over in Iowa's 1st Congressional District in Northeast Iowa, and she'll face Republican Rod Blum in the fall, a former Cedar Rapids City Council member. Vernon was a winner yesterday, beating former State Representative Pat Murphy, who actually beat Vernon in 2014 before he lost to Blum 2 years ago. And then also in the 4th Congressional District, Republicans have picked Representative Steve King over a state senator, as King defeated Senator Rick Bertrand, who had argued that voters were tired of the 7-term congressman's brash statements on topics ranging from immigration to abortion. King actually got the endorsements of most Iowa elected Republicans, including U.S. Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds. That primary campaign was focused more on the candidate styles than the policy positions because they actually agree on most of the issues. Bertrand called for more emphasis on Iowa's agricultural economy. Since being elected to Congress in 2002, King hasn't faced a close general election, as Republicans hold a significant voter registration advantage over Democrats in that particular district. So that's how some of those statewide races played out yesterday, and that sets up, of course, the fall elections come this November. More fun later on in the year, huh? So, and you can check it out too. If you missed any of those numbers or you want to see some of those numbers, you can check them out on our website. You can just go to kjan.com, go over to the news section, and you can find all of that information.